But begin the current daven set the sum of chav test begin the minal begin the test the masel to begin with the gemara. And even the bird oila that you did malika or mincha shenikmitza, the mincha that you did the kmitza, if you did it by nighttime, teitz lebeis haseifa, it should have to go out and be burned. Says teitz the mashmit sounds like mishum denasa b'layla because it was done at nighttime, just like we're comparing it to the shechitas tamid, becomes possible to do it at nighttime. So too these karbanas too. Says teitz b'temitza wonder. If that's the reason, because of nighttime, typically mishum de karbu kain l'tamid shel shacha, I tell you, it should be sufficient that it should be aser for a different reason, because you sacrificed it before the morning karbu tamid. I mean, the Gemara tells later in the Vlam Dalmud Aleph, Menayin shleid double kain l'tamid shel shacha. How do you know nothing's supposed to be done before the morning karbu tamid? The Chassidim says in the pasuk, Ha oila, the oila. What does it mean? It means oila shein has to be the first sacrifice of the day. And the Tachim Beperek Kamed Erevin, so too in the beginning, Erevin of Beis Menalf. The Amud, the Gemara says, Shlam shachnu kain pesisis. The shlam that was shechted, that was slaughtered before the opening of the doors of the heichal, is invalid. Shemek says, the pasuk b'shach the pesach almaid, if they slaughtered in the opening of the almaid. If it didn't open yet, then it's going to be possible. So it says, there also, but let me crow, what do you need a pasuk for? Typically, the kohen tabit shachach done is sufficient because you did it be slaughtered before the karbon tabit. You didn't even start doing anything. Forget about that, the gates were closed. You didn't do the karbon tabit. As Tais explained, if you didn't open up the doors of the Heichel, obviously the Tamar wasn't shocked there either. Because the Avagab, like Sidney, Beshach Besach Amoid, although it doesn't say Beshach Besach Amoid regarding the Karmat Tamar, Mishlam Gamin, like Lichchad Leil, Besman Shem Besach, and the Shlam Gamin, you can only shocked when the doors are open, because now the Tamar, like the Mishnahs and Tamar, the Laman Beis, the Hoya HaShechid Shechid, the one who slaughtered didn't slaughter, Shahoya Shemir, Kol Shahar Gadash Hemtach, until he heard the sound of the great gates that opened up. Now, on that situation, you can reject that. Because ahi kashenif the chat losses, you could say that's tumah where the gates were open, the nishcha that the tumah was slaughtered, and then the shuv sargid alasim, and then subsequently the doors were closed again, and then they shut the shlam. So then, yeah, it would only be because the doors were closed, and not because it's before the carbon tumah. But the original question on our gemara still applies. Now, b'yeshlam it says what you could say is the itzach krah that you need the pasuk of b'shaf the pesach of mayin lemipsel mishum shchita, because to invalidate it because of the slaughtering, meaning. Because the imishum kain matamid, because if you're going to tell me because it's before the karmen tamid, ahu baktar dafka, that's specifically by burning, by sacrificing. And where it says, it's regarding the burning on Mizbech, and here we're telling you regarding just the shechita, which that you don't know from that halacha. But moreover, the kulikra, the baruch leho oila, that whole pasuk is Ari Baktar is talking about by burning. Baida Marie, just like the Marie says, that the Hadda Amar, he gives another answer. He says, this that we're saying, Shlehe Dabba Kadm Latamid, that there shouldn't be anything before the Kadm Latamid. So you're saying, so what do you need to have to say because of the gates are closed, or like an hour so yeah? Says, Taisis, no, Hainu Le Mitzvah, says the Reed, that's only for a Mitzvah. Och, Yisra, the Hedge, Pekat Ches, as explicitly the Gemara says, Menachas, I'm Tessim, a base. And therefore, I have to tell you that the Eilas Eiv, that you did Malika at nighttime, and the mincha that you did the kmitza and the shlam that you did it when before the gates were open is going to be possible, meaning even b'di eved and not just lemitza. Whereas that halacha is only lemitza. Now, okay, so that resolved why that's not difficult. But then we brought in the Gemara Menachas. Why are you saying it? We know that it wouldn't be because the karmat tamid. That's only mitza. But why does that so you have to say because it was on the nighttime? Why don't we say simply the kmitza and the malika is possible because it's before the opening of the gates of the heichal from the pasuk of b'shach the pesach almight? And that's as tasty as what you could say is no the lemitzel el b'shchita. That halacha, if you're doing it when the gates are closed, is only for slaughtering. It's in the pasuk b'shachte a malika b'kmitza loy, but malika kmitza, although they're the equivalent of b'shchita, it's not an actual shchita, and therefore they would not be included in that invalidation. Now, but it says like this: v'hash l'maid aminin. Now, based on what we're interpreting. That we said to answer our question, the ha'oila, this it says in the pasuk, the oila, which is oila rishayna. That we said that nothing's allowed to be before it of the karmen tamid shel shachar, and the mitzvah is only like we said, the mitzvah, but yeah, but it will be good. Simkain, so by default, you have to say the end of the pasuk that says the v'hikter le'achav eshlamim, which we expound, Allah ashlam kala kabanas, that all the kabanas should have to be before the tamid shel ben abayim, nothing's allowed to be after that. So namin le'achav el mitzvah, sounds like that would be the same in the halacha. That's also only for mitzvah, but b'di'evid, if you do something after Tumah Shel B'Bayim, would be valid. Well, that's the taste of Tumah, but it's a wonder. Because the Amar B'Sayim Pegel, Dvarim Ligmar B'Sach Navayim Gimel B'Sayim says, if Shachtayim, let's say they shechted the Karban Pesach. The Naida, Shemashcha B'Ayim L'Sayadim, and it turns out they were notified that, actually the owner of this carbon had already withdrawn his investment in this carbon, and it doesn't have any bialim on it. So the halacha is yes, le besa sefer, you go and you burn it right away, because you verified that, obviously, there was no menuyim on this carbon pesach, and therefore it's intrinsically invalid. Now there's machlekes over in the Gemara. What's the halacha in any carbon that it changed its purpose? Like, for example, a carbon that the owner already got atonement, and like the leftovers of carbon pesach, which is a shlamim, do you have to uproot the carbon that say explicitly that you're sacrificing for a shlamim, or it doesn't need akira, because that's what it's ready for. So obviously this is what it's going to be, because it's not anymore a pesach, it's not anymore this owner. Now, the Gemara asks over there, if you can say that you require akira, so you can understand why it's just the basis of it, because even though this carbon that has no more owners is going to be a shlamim, but still you have to uproot it from being a carbon pesach. As long as you don't uproot it, it's still carbon pesach. So when you shecht it, it's an intrinsic invalidation, because there's no bialim on it, and therefore you go and you burn it. But says the Gemara, but if you say that you don't have to uproot it, it automatically becomes what it's going to be. So then what's invalidating this carbon? What do you mean? It's not a carbon pesach anymore, so no problem shlolim nuyev. So the Gemara says, problem is, you can't slaughter carbon besides carbon pesach after the evening carbon tumen, and that's what invalidates it. On that, as tells you, based on what we said, we said that this is not bringing any other carbon after the carbon tumen, and the is only a mitzvah, so how are we saying that it's going to invalidate it, and you go and burn it right away, if the evidence thought it's kasha? And that's the tells you, what you could say is, in a kriva kasha, you're right, if you would sacrifice, it would be valid. But you're not allowed to sacrifice the sacrificial parts after the carbon tamid shall be nabayim. Well, the hachi, it's a habasal, so then by default, the meat's going to go and be burnt. But you're right, if it was sacrificed, it would be kosher for the yavid, but just, you know, I'll go ahead and do that. So therefore, you're going to be left with it ultimately having to be burnt. The mezzotis are going to say, why? Why do you have to do that? He's telling me because you can't bring the emurim, so you're going to be stuck. So, okay, so it's going to be puzzle, so we're just going to burn it. Why? Go, take the sacrificial parts, put onto the top of the mizbech, so, and you wait till the following day after Tamid Shal Shacha, then you'll sacrifice it. So why is Yosef Leisa Sveva? So, what you could say is, no, the Sabbath commander, Amma, lean my Elsbe Rishon Mizbech. That he holds, like, the opinion that says that if it's left out overnight, it's going to be invalidating, even if it's on the top of the mizbech, which the plug the mizbech, he'd be preparing himself with kaddish, machleik zemarom, and zvachim the pezayin mizbech, and the dima, who hamayr, dama hosam, like by Akir, maybe that hamayr, who says that you don't have to uproot it, some akava say, he holds like him, and therefore, it's going to be going out the base of sefer, because there's no way to salvage these emurim, even bereshish mizbech. But then, since you're going to say, akatem, I yisle base of sefer, still, no, why are you taking this carbon that was slaughtered to be burned? Nishtri baser, the meat should be permitted bezrikastan, just by spraying the blood, below hektarzimurim, without the burning of the sacrificial parts. Why? What do you mean? The kivin delay evshalektirim, since you cannot burn them like we just explained, there's no way, you can't do it now because you have to tumash abimbaim, you can't save it tomorrow because immediately you know, even raise them abimbaim. So since you can't burn them, neima, so I'm commissioned it, so we should say that as if the imurim became tame or as if they got lost, because essentially it's the equivalent of that. The Gemara says similar to this in Pesach 11 and Testament Alf. The Bishmol b'Neshem b'Yechem b'Reikudam that he says Mechusik Yiporim Kol Yimei Sashana. All any day of the year, when you have Mechusik Yiporim, someone is lacking atonement. He has to bring a carbon after his purification. Halacha is Toivul u'Maisik Haparasa Achat Tomei. Toivul and he can bring his carbon for his atonement even after the Tomei Ben Abayim. Boichu b'Kachem Eben he can eat Kachem that evening. But come on, awesome. The Gemara says because the Malin the Mereishu Shem is Bech. What do you mean? Because you leave it on the top of the Mizbeach, because again, you cannot sacrifice the Emurim because of the Aseh Vashlama after Tamash Ben Abayim. The Gemara asks, yeah, but Mechti, let's see, call Kamat Leis Kadri Avarim, but as long as the Avarim are not sacrificed, Lemesach Lebosam Bechulu, then the meat cannot be eaten. Ad until Shasom, where the Gemara says, yes, no, don't worry. It's commissioned, it's Shasom commissioned it, my Emurim Shabdu, because we consider it as the equivalent, as if it was Tamei or that it got lost, because since you can't bring it, it's like it's not even here anymore. So therefore, don't worry, he becomes purified already just with the Zrikas Adam. Because the Zrika does work with the Yavid without the Emurim. So even though it's here, it's like it's not here. So then why don't we say the same thing over here as Taisis? Bishlamin Taisis, what you can say is that, no, Shani Hacha, here it's different. Why? Taisis makes a differentiation. The Kivin the Mashcha Bayon Masyadam, since over here, like, which they didn't know at the time, but the owners had already withdrawn their being counted on this carbon Pesach. So the Chazami Kari Emurim La Krava, initially, from the beginning, since they withdrew their rights, there was never a time that the sacrificial parts could have been sacrificed. Because we're talking about here Ben Abayim, which nothing could be sacrificed besides a Karban Pesach. And it's not a Karban Pesach because there's no more owners. So hilkach lemishtari basa bezrigas dam lechadus. So therefore, no, the meat's not going to be permitted with just spraying the blood itself. By a general mechutz kippurim, kibin da bechazal like the carbon tamid. Since you could have sacrificed it before the carbon tamid. Now, although they did delay until after the carbon tamid, and b'hashle musla grube, now you cannot sacrifice. But mina shab, we say okay, some commission in mashab. This is we could have done it and we didn't. But we're going to consider it as if it's a valid carbon, and what we're going to do, we'll make it as if it became tame or got lost. Or inami, another approach. Although, biblically, you're right, the meat becomes committed with the spraying of the blood because you cannot sacrifice it, as we say, because you make it like it became tame or got lost. But, hasimo, with vir, the shachtoi, v'noi d'shamash chabayam yadam, where they shachted the carbon pesach, and they found out that the owners had already withdrawn their rights from it. No, asta lezika damid rabbanan, you can't even spray the blood rabbinically, because it's a concern because you might come to sacrifice it after the Karmat Tamei Shabbein Abayim, which is not allowed, like we said, and since it's forbidden to spray the blood as a rabbinic concern, so therefore you can't even do it with the Zrika, and if it's going to go to the Beis HaSreifa. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishevich Mreka, less like Gezerah, he does not hold that Gezerah by Mechutzei Kippurim, because Mechutzei Kippurim could bring it before the Karmat Tamei, and therefore not to say that, oh, that you're not going to even be able to do the Zrika because you might come to do the Emurim. It's not true because you could have done it. You could do it before the Karmat Tamid. Now, since says Lafit Teret Zeh, according to this approach, the Chol HaKarbon Pasal Machmash Asal Lizik Adam like a Tchil B'Shem Gzeh, that the whole Karmat is going to be valid because, like we said, rabbinically it's concerned that we don't let you even do the Zrika Zedam because you might come to do the Haktara after Tamid Shabbin Abayim. So Nichem HaShanak Riva, that resolves what the Riva had asked. Because on the one hand, the Perkat Chelis Mashma, like recorded Menachas Avim Tesem Beis, the Enel Mitzvah, that's only a mitzvah, as we've explained. Whereas with the Sefer the Pesachim Tanya, Kol Kachim Shekrimin Koyim Tamash Hashachah, any Kachim that is sacrificed before the Tamash Hashachah, like Shekrimin Achat Tamash Hashachah, or you delay the Tlap the Tamash Hashachah, is Pesul, is invalid. Now, the Hashi, Yamin and Dahu Pesul Drabban, if you say that invalidation is rabbinic, so Nich is going to make sense. But according to the first approach that, yes, if you slaughter and you find that the owners have withdrawn, it's going to be biblically invalidated, so then that's difficult. How does the Gemara Tchelis say that on the mitzvah and not leikuva? But based on this approach, it makes sense because yes, it is kosher b'di'evit, but it's going to be possible rabbinically like a tchila. Well, moreover, not the peg tamen nishchet. We learned in the Gemara Pesachim of Samagim of Alf. The Kamer Shimon says b'shar kol azvachim shashachna lachametz b'zman zikintem at beis Pesach and all other kabbalas that it was slaughtered when he was in possession of chametz at the time of the Karban Pesach, meaning Erev Pesach ben Arbaim. Bein Lishman, Bein Shalai Lishman, Pater, whether he did it for that sake of that carbon or not for the sake of that carbon, to be Pater from the lab of Lishishchid Al-Chametz Adam Zevchi. Now, in Farah Tamei Gemara, Gemara, but the end of Samad Adam Al-Av explains, the Bisman, the Mechayim HaZevach, because at the time that you chayim for the carbon of Pesach, le Mechayim HaZevachim, then you chayim for other carbons. When you chayim for other carbons, you chayim on the Karban Pesach, because they learn out for the Yud, two Yud, Zevach, Zevcha, Yai, the Gemara there explains. But the point is, Tosis's question is, why do you need that reason of, oh, when you're chayv on Zevach, which is Erev Pesach, when Abayim, you're not going to be chayv all other karbanas? Typically, the potem is from the Zevachim Sulenheim. I can tell you a very simple reason why they're going to be invalid. Why it's going to be potter. You're not going to be chayv for Lesish al Chomdam Zevchi because they're karbanas that are puzzle. And obviously, if it's puzzle, then you're not doing any real karban. Why is it puzzle? Keep the Shachim's Mount Pesach since you're slaughtering at the time of the Karban Pesach. When is the Karban Pesach brought? That the Vasa Tamash Abayim is brought after the Karban Tamash Abayim. Kehecha the part to Asa and Pesach is Shachim the Moed L'Shmai L'Chomet. Just like over there we exempt when you bring the Karban Pesach that was slaughtered on Yom Tiv or when he has Chomet, if you did it for the sake of Karban Pesach, which is a puzzle because it's a puzzle Karban and therefore it's a Shechid Shein Arutz, it's not a Shechid at all and there'll be not Chayim because it's Ishchid. So then why does Reb Shimon have to say, oh, when you Chayim on the Zevach, then you can be put on the Zevachim? I mean, very simple, because it's a pasal carbon, and the pasal carbon is no chiv of leisishchad. And the reason why it's pasal because it's after tamid shalbein abayim. So say something. My bishop, but based on what we explained, because nishchad as zevach temer tamid shal shacha when it's slaughtered before the morning carbon tamid. Oy achad tamid shalbein abayim after tamid shalbein. Sha'asa chacham. It's only because the sage made a forbidden lizard gadam shem gizayim to throw the blood because of gizayim. Umemelem mitzvah zivchad. That's what's become pasal. Ah, habanicha. That makes sense because biblically actually is a kosher carbon, and if it should have been chayav l'chametz adam zevchi because it is a shechid ruya. Oh, it's only because, like we said, that when you chayav on a zevach, which is erev pesach, you're not chayav on zochem. That's what's gimipat. Na'aval, but says Tosfos Loshayin had to accept the mashma. The wording of the brayse it sounds like the film zarka dam b'di'evet, that even after the fact, if he did spray the blood, b'azikam atzasi and did all the mitzvahs, afal achim son, that's still to be invalid because the tani, the words are shekriva, says that if you sacrifice, you did the hakrav, but l'ktan shashachin doesn't say if you slaughtered. V'imid rabbanim, I'm son, if it's rabbinically, why is it possible? We said it's only that doesn't allow us to do the zvika, but if he did everything, then it should be kosher. So rather says to be near the psul become, it sounds like that the word the psul that the sept is saying, Hainu habasa malech, it's not a contradiction. Psul means that the meat is forbidden to be eaten. Aval bayam l'skapa, but you're right, the owners are going to get atonement. Kadashkan ki hagab perke beiz dezvachim nechavavim beiz, that says, Nasnu, if they put the blood, agabi akabish, on the ram, shalik negat yisayit b'chulun, not where there's a yisayit by the mizbeach, and until where it says pasul, Bamashmul explains, pasul habasa, the meat is invalid. Aval bayam l'skapa, but the owners do get atonement. So over here, when it says pasul, you're right, the carbon is going to be kosher, it just means that you cannot eat from the meat. Now, b'hayin nir l'daktik, says Taisus, it seemed to be precise, to lay nifsel achar tamet, that it does not become possible the carbon after tamet shabin l'bayim. Because number said, pek mishayi tamet, like you mostly m'sukhim that's a chesmet alf. That pesach shen yisar b'b'chayr, if you have a carbon pesach that get mixed up with a b'chayr, so what do you do? You don't know which is which. So im chabur is kalam, yechul b'sayr, if it's a group of kalam, they could eat it, because either way they eat the carbon pesach, and they could also eat a b'chayr, because they're kalam. Now, says Taisa, when the Sarah Mechaim come, there's someone where they got mixed up when they were still alive, not just the meats of the Kabbalahs, but the Parchal of the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara asks, well, Ema being Kabbalah, well, you can't bring a basic Kabbalah, so I mean, say, you're going to be macrobin in the wrong way, you're going to be causing something, obviously, it's still alive. Now, says Taisa, Amma, so you see, the Loi Mimsal Achar Tamid, that obviously, a Kabbalah does not become possible if you bring it after Tamashim and Baim, because Shimon's saying that you should sacrifice both of them at a time when you could bring the Kabbalah Pesach, which Bain the Baim after Shkinsa Tamid. So you see, when it's not possible, like when the pesach gets mixed up with bechayr, you do bring it after tamei shabbat, and that the meat does not become possible to even be eaten, even rabbinically, which is not what Taisa was saying before. That he's saying like the tosefta, we explained that the possible means the meat. So he says, no, if you medaktik, actually it seems like that even after the kamatamid, no, it does, even the meat does not become possible. But so Taisa says miyum matin litchas, but we could reject and say no, it's not a raya, because you could say the pesach the hasam, that actually that case of the pesach got mixed with the bechayr, hainu meiser pesach, actually means the leftovers of the pesach, not b'shlam, which is actually a shlam. And actually b'shach lu koyim tamash abayim, and it's actually being slaughtered before the tamash abayim, because we're not talking about the common pesach, which is only after the common tamid. But what bothers Taisus then is that if we're talking about meiser pesach, which is shlamim, so what's the Gemara asking, are you not being kachim based psul? What do you mean? Not being based psul? Because it is a common pesach only for one day, but if it's a meisa pesach, which is a shlamim, shlamim b'chari both eat for 2 days and one night. So the Taisa says no, but hold up, this is the Gemara asked over the way maybe because the meisa can bring a meisa psul. Hainu, it's a different, not because of the amount of the days. Shememayik bechilis meisa pesach shenechel azar. The reason why you're diminishing is because if it's really left to become pesach, you eat by even non kahanim. But v'aichli kibachayim, you're eating it only like the firstborn animals. Shenechel makahan, we could only eat by the kahanim. And therefore, have the name of the year, it should have said that it go out to graze because you can have very little people to eat from it, and therefore it's going to go based on soul. But you're right, it's not regarding the time. However, it says to you, so, but if we're talking about the Maisa Pesach, the terminology of the groups is difficult. Pesach Mamish sounds like common Pesach, which in Nimlal Chaburus, which you have groups of people. And it sounds like that the groups, that they mixed up their animals. But more of Omer Perak Isha B'Psachim, the Gemara says in Psachim of Pechasim and Beis, that if the hides of 5 people of their common pesach got mixed up, and the nimsi abels lachemim b'chul, you find one of them may work, which would have been a mum, which means say one person's common pesach was not good. B'chul etc. The b'turin the last of pesach shein, we say that the example of bringing pesach shem shem leyefshim because it's not possible. The gemara goes to the whole cheshbon. There's no way of bringing it on condition. The gemara asks why. Leis the pesach listen to b'shlamim. Let them bring common pesach and stipulate that if it's not common pesach, give me shlamim. It says Taisus, my question, what's the difficulty? Lishani, why couldn't the Gemara just answer Mishum Dafel Pesach Sheni? Because even the Pesach Sheni, where Zimni Basat Tamid, there it's also brought an ear. It's brought after the Tamid Shabbein Abayim. The Chsebei Ben Abayim says Ben Abayim, become a Pesach Rishon like Pesach Rishon. But moreover, another proof that Pesach Sheni is also after Tamid Shabbein Abayim, because the Lechashav Laha Hasam Epeg Mishayi Tamid, the Gemara there doesn't mention it, but Dvam Shabbein Mishla Sheni, the things between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Obviously, that it's also after Tamid Shabbein Abayim. Then, if that's the case, so of course he cannot stipulate it should be a shlam because the psul because it's invalidated, it's after tamashe ben abayim. So why is the Gemara asking that? Ah, obviously, like we're saying, because when it's not possible, you could even bring it after tamashe ben abayim. And Malekim, then we cannot say no, that's not raya. And rather, mishum das osi asi the pesach because no, we'll say the positive man of kum pesach which has the punishment of karis is v'dachi asi the shlam of the list because overrides the positive commandment of not bringing a shlamim which you would normally puzzle, but there's no punishment of karis because I'm per tam initially the Gemara says over there from the testament aleph. So Tosfos says, no, because the Haleka HaChakar, it's not true. Here you wouldn't have cars if you don't bring the Karban Pesach. Because the Becholcha, the Becholcha Minayu, because every single one of these people could say, Shem HaMinah Reish, Shekvah Yatim, because the majority are already fulfilled. And therefore, if he doesn't bring it, they wouldn't have cars. So you can't say that. Now, Umir, however, says Tosfos, even if, okay, let's say our assumption is correct, that the carbon does not become invalid if it's brought after the Tamash HaBein HaBayim, but Kasha, it's difficult. Because the Mekam Okmali Tekhil HaSim HaDeraisa, initially, it is biblically forbidden. Like we say, it's a mitzvah say da hashlama. So the yam in the pesach sheni must like do if you say the carbon pesach sheni, you're allowed to do before the carbon tamash shall be na bayim. But kibin like said be'er, and meaning why? Why would you say that? Because kibin like said be'er, it doesn't say be'erim el ben arbayim. The high new time of the pesach rishon carbon achdama is actually the reason why the carbon pesach rishon is actually brought after tamash shall be na bayim. Because the deshin like the gemara explains the uchad davish nemu be'erim el ben arbayim. We're going to say that the carbon pesach, which has not only been arbayim but also be'erim, is going to be later ledavish lenemu be'el ben arbayim to the carbon tamash only says ben arbayim. Of Pesach Sheni, but you grab Pesach Sheni. I'm an idea, but you call them brace, but whichever one you want, you can do first. I said, Mahad lechazim hadi dvavish bein rishon lesheni. I this that we don't say it as the differences between Pesach and Pesach Sheni. Shlomi could say Tala Mishaya. Yeah, we didn't say all the differences because the Hanam Mishaya Karis. We also left out the difference between the Makaris. Take Lamandama. There is a Mandama over there on the side of Gimel Manav. Chayv Karis al rishon lesheni. All Chayv Karis in the first Pesach and the second Pesach. And Take Lamandama. Nashim rishon chayv b'sheni rishos. There's a Mandama that says that women are in the first one obligated, in the second one only rishos. And as nicha the parach, then again it would make sense when the Gemara asked somebody the Elisha listening that she bring and stipulate that it should be a shlamim, because yes, you could even bring it before Tamash HaBayim. We wouldn't have this question of saying, how are you allowed to bring it after the Tamash HaBayim? It's possible because it's not talking about after Tamid, it's talking about after the Tamid, before the Tamid HaBayim. So Tosis had said that this Isra of sacrificing before the Tamash HaShach is only by the Haktara, and that's why we have to say Oila Sa'if, that you had the Malika and the Mincha that was Nikmat. So, but Laila is going to be possible because we're done at nighttime. And also, that's why you need the Pasuk of Shach, the Pesach of Mayid, and you wouldn't know it before the Karban Tamid, which is only the Mitzvah. The second approach Tosfos had was that the whole Isra to sacrifice before the Tamid is only Ketchila, and that's why, again, you need those sources. Tosfos said that if they Shechted Karban Pesach, and they find out that the owners weren't counted on anymore. It was said in the Gemara that yes, Beis Sreifa, and we don't say that's going to be permitted by the spraying of the blood, because it's not possible. Why not? Why don't you say that the Murim are like it's Nitmoy Nevdu? So two approaches. Either because that there was never a time that the Murim were fit to sacrifice, in contrast from the Chutzik Kifomi, could have brought it earlier in the day. Or a second approach is, because it's exerted their abundance, usher to even spray the blood. Because you might come to sacrifice the Emurim after the Karban Tamid. And based on that, the meat is also forbidden to be eaten. Pesach Rishon, this man is Ben Abayim after the Karban Tamid shall Ben Abayim. Pesach Sheni, first Tosfos wanted to say it's obvious that it's the same as Pesach Rishon. But then Tosfos said it's possible that whichever one you want, Pesach Sheni, Karban Tamid, could go ahead and be brought first.